We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What makes a perfect date? Producer Dave wants to make sure you have a perfect Valentine's Day all planned out. So you'll find out what his sources have found. He's going to let us know coming up.
And he's really excited to share this.
I know.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
He's not even married, and he knows this stuff, apparently.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
buddy.
You don't have to, be married. I just think it's funny that you're the youngest member of the show and that you figured out the perfect date.
Well, I'm super curious to know if these are the perfect dates for you guys, too, because all three of us have been in pretty, long relationships.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with Hannah for 7 years.
You two
are both married.
Yeah, forever.
So I feel like this is going to be a true test. So, yeah, the surveys have been done.
Okay.
And our sources have deemed a perfect date. So, Elizabeth, let's see what your perfect date is, and let's see how you rack in, all right?
What's perfect date, Elizabeth?
A perfect date for me is something straight out of The Bachelor. I get picked up in a fancy car. We go to the spa. We end up getting couple massage.
Wrong. Already. Spa, bad choice.
Why?
Number one thing for dates?
What?
Outside.
Do you know what the temperature is outside right now?
go to the zoo.
Cozy up, apparently.
Well, but then after that, we would stay in the spa by a fire and just be in our robes and have like a really romantic dinner.
Okay, that's good.
Candles.
Yeah, candles are good.
Wine.
But you got to start outside, apparently.
But you got to be outside still. So just imagine you're outside.
I don't really want to be outside right now.
Well, clearly you can't go on a perfect date then.
Okay, I need to be outside?
All right, yeah. So outside, but candles and robe.
Can we make out in a hot tub like they do?
Yes. That's
on The Bachelor?
That's actually really good.
Perfect.
Affection.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be there. So that's good. So, okay, you got like
half a
little
the perfect
bit of a good
date.
Radar, you've learned a little bit here.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it.
So let's hear your perfect date. Obviously, we know you're outside.
Okay, we'll be outside.
Outside doing what?
Well, I won't be
taking
cracking
a walk in the park.
Sure, and I won't be cracking those cheesy dad jokes like I always do. Trying to make
Radar.
What?
This is the moment you want to be cracking those cheesy dad jokes.
What?
Just remember, 3, 2, 3.
What's that?
3, 2, 3 for a perfect date?
Yes, you should be cracking 3 jokes during the date.
Okay. This is what the survey says.
Yep. You should give your partner at least 2 compliments.
That's true.
Okay.
You know,
more than two. It says at least 2. More than 2 are good.
You look awake today.
And then the last 3, you should be buying them 3 drinks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Radar, so let's start over with you. You're outside. You've told now 3 jokes.
3 cheesy jokes.
What's the next thing you do?
You don't look tired. You look really refreshed.
Don't tell them they don't look tired.
That's a backhanded
compliment. Yeah, don't mention tired at all, okay?
You look hot.
Yes, that's
You're
great.
You're smoking hot.
Oh, even the adjective.
You're a smoke show and I want a puff.
You're learning.
Is that good?
Wow.
You're learning. I like it. All right, so I think combined.
And then can I just get 3 beers? Thank you.
Perfect. 3 beers. God, I love it.
So 3, 2, 3.
3, 2, 3 for the perfect date. Remember that.
I still
that.
Don't know if the outside thing today is a good idea. Can I just say that?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.